You're listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
Cast out to sea.
Hey, Adrian, you old sea dog.
What?
I think it's time to listen to some music.
Pirate Radio Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Pirate Radio Podcast. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Ali.
Yes, it is. And this is Fresh Press.
So fresh.
Oh, so fresh that is pressed.
It's like the hits of, is it spring now? It's spring.
Yes, it's spring. It's
so the hits of spring 2019 coming at you. Wait, so do we know if everything that we're talking about is
this
released?
Recent or if
recently?
Not.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
Batten down the hatches. It's Fresh Press time.
New songs, new albums, new EPs on Fresh Press.
You're listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
So, shall we jump straight into it? Because I know we've got some songs to go through.
Yeah, we should. You want to go first?
Sure. Okay. Well, first song I have is by an artist called Beck. Have you heard of Beck?
Oh, Beck.
Yeah.
Oh, good old Beck.
Beck.
He's on an episode of Futurama. Beck's hilarious.
Beck's pretty... I like Beck. I've never really properly listened to Beck, but I do enjoy Beck's music when it comes around.
I don't know why I pointed out the one thing that wasn't his actual music. No, he's always been a very interesting like musician. He's come up with some like interesting sounds. I mean, his huge song "Loser," like that's
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone knows Beck. Like, he's almost like, but he's a bit of a peripheral kind of artist.
Yeah. He's never quite like stood to, except for that song that I mentioned.
I guess he's kind of like it's
too into the mainstream.
Yeah. He's never quite like been Bruce Springsteen. You know, like he's never quite entered like a threshold that, you know, people go, oh, I know that guy. Like,
but you know, he's,
but people
he's,
know him.
He's back
in there. He's Beck.
Yeah.
But Beck has a new song that's called "Dark Places" that I'll now play a clip from. Because it sounds like it's an electric drum set, and it's like he's taken any reverb out, so it's like quite punchy.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but yeah, no, it's that was really interesting. Like I don't know, like Beck always like the songs like seem to come across. I'm like, I should check out Beck, and I think that every time, and I never do.
Yeah, same here. And even then, where I'm like, I've picked this song for one of the Fresh Presses. Like, I'm like, I should go back to Beck's like discography, and actually check more stuff out.
Well, like he also like worked with KG Elephant. Remember that new album that just came out?
Oh yeah.
I think it was like Night Running. Like that was also an interesting song.
He also did the soundtrack for Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I never knew that.
It's a great soundtrack. Yeah. And I remember that was my first time. I'm like, I should really check out Beck. But yeah, and like I did, like Morning Phase, that album, like I did sort of like have a listen to and stuff. But it's funny. It's almost like it's good, right? Like it's very good music, and it's like, oh, I like this. Like when I'm listening to it, but I won't go out of my way to find it.
Sometimes they're just artists like that you really need to push yourself to like appreciate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird. But that was funky.
Yeah, it's funky, and like it has that like I'm really into harpsichord lately, so you know, anytime there's any harpsichord used, I dig it.
I don't mind a bit of harpsichord myself. Right.
But yeah, what do you got? What's your first for this week's?
All right, I'm gonna bring up a song called "Hypocrite." Hypocrite. No, it's called Hypocrite, and it's by a band called Main Street.
Okay.
M-A-N-E, like a main.
Main, oh.
Yeah, this one seems to be, like, not very well-known band. I came across them on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, like, an old-school, like, rock and roll kind of band. Like, very old-school. Like, throughout the start, it reminded me very much of, like, AC/DC, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
In a little bits. But, like, No, I'm going to play a bit further into the song. You know me, I like my drum solos. So let's check this out.
Excellent.
This is "Hypocrite" by Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
Juicy.
So yeah, that's some old school shit. No, but like, like you didn't hear the singer, but like, apparently the singer is also the drummer, which is like normally a sign of a really good quality
band.
Oh,
wow. I love when that happens, because that's hard.
And also, on the Spotify, they've got his name down as Reese, in like brackets, Reese Shitbird Austin.
Wow. Is that actually his nickname?
Well, it said it on the fucking thing, so I don't know. Man, I don't know, but like, yeah, so he's the guy on the drums and also singing. Great. I mean, like definitely very quintessential old school, but a brand new song. They only have that song out, which is the most like studio kind of sounding one, but they got like one called The Demos, which is like evidently it's about like 5-6 songs or something.
Yeah.
And it's a bit less good quality recording, but you can definitely see the potential through it.
They've yet to release like a EP or an LP?
Nothing. That's all I have. And I came across it and I really liked it. But yeah, I mean, that Demos one is from back in 2017, so I'm not sure what they're doing, but they've got a good sound. So hopefully they come out with something cool. I mean, they already have, but something more.
Yeah.
And they're from Virginia, if you want to know where they're from. Virginia. There's also something else I know. But yeah, a place called Roanoke. Probably completely...
All the Virginians have just switched up. How dare you?
Roanoke? I don't know. It says it there.
Roanoke? I don't know. Who knows? Roanoke.
In Virginia. I know how to say Virginia. Anyway, it's cool. So yeah.
I like it.
It's called A Hypocrite, and it's quite a long song. It's like it's almost 6 minutes long, so it's got a lot of things changing up in it, but I showed the drum solo because
it's a good drum solo, and I can't believe the drummer's a singer as well. That's very difficult. When it happens, it's great.
It tends to show quality.
Yeah.
Alright, so we got another one for
you. I have another one, yes. Next song I'm going to play for our Fresh Press is a song by someone I know who just released a single. His artist name is Dives. His real name is Josh.
Don't ruin the mystery.
Sorry,
the mystique.
Yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry. Sorry, Josh. But Dives.
Dives, like D-I-V-S.
As in diving, like dives. Yeah, yeah. He just released a new track called Infinite Bliss, which is, I think, a song about him and how he feels about writing music. He's in infinite bliss.
That's nice.
But I'll play... It's very chill, kind of like beat, sort of housey, but like, you know, indie as well. So I'll play I'll play a bit of his new track, Infinite Bliss. He's actually, the first time I met him was when he was in a band called King Color. He was the drummer for King Color.
I think I remember that band.
They're a great band, and I think they still do stuff together, but this is his solo project Dives that he's been doing stuff like. I think his main forte is that he's a sound engineer.
Okay. It seems very well put together.
So he's a really good producer of music, and it's a really like, very,
something like MGMT-ish.
Yeah, kind of like, MGMT-ish. Kinda like, he's got some. You can definitely like tell these influences us in some of the like, those sorts of like bands. There's like kind of psyche, but also like a bit of like dancey sort of stuff. So.
Yeah, a bit more electronic.
But, yeah, a bit more electronic. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But no, like cool. All
right. He's doing a gig or a couple of gigs or something like soon as well. So go and check out Dives if you're interested in that music and would like to see
more. No one else, is just a solo project.
It's a solo project. Yeah,
cool. Yeah. All right, no, cool. All right, Dives.
Mm.
All right, now let's dive into my next song. Yeah, I just did that.
Nice.
it's from a band called the Delta Bombers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another bit of a like knee jerk whiplash. It's a bit more of a whiplash in terms of like style here.
Yep.
This is a song called 15 to Life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a bit of the old bluesy rock and roll.
All right.
Anyway, check it out. So definitely like old school, like 50s rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like they're from Las Vegas. They've been around since like 2008.
Somehow there's a desert sound.
That's
that sound.
Yeah,
right,
but like, man, like, on the thing it said, driven by a hybrid of 50s rock and roll fused with swampy blues, country, and rockabilly. So that's definitely what they are. Like throughout, you see like a photo of them, and like there's basically they kind of look like a bunch of bikies. They just got like long beards and like leather and stuff. You know, they really, really got the look going. But no, they're quite like the songs are quite good. Evidently, they've been touring it for ages, so you know they're really old school in that way. But they've got a couple of other songs that I really liked. One of them was called Give 'Em All. But they've also got a really good cover of Smokestack Lightning, which is a song from one of my favorite blues artists, Howlin' Wolf. I really recommend them if you're into that old school kind of sound. I really enjoyed them.
Cool.
That's 15 to Life by the Delta Bombers.
Delta Bombers.
Yeah, old school name.
Is that too. Name, yeah, that name's like an actual thing,
well,
right?
Well,
like,
I'm not sure, but like Delta Blues is like a thing, like, you know, Mississippi Delta, that like kind of area.
And they're the Bombers, like they're wearing the bomber jackets and things.
Oh, probably,
like,
probably something to do with that. but no, that like I quite like them.
My next artist I'm going to play is someone I've played before on the show. It's my good friend Tom, who is otherwise known as Neo Geon.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
You remember that? We played one of his songs, but he's just released his EP called Open Spaces.
Okay.
And this is one of the tracks from that called Sea Legs.
Cool.
Album, he was telling me that it feels like he's making music that like an alien would come to Earth to make and then leave.
You know what? Yeah, like
it's quite apt.
Yeah, I can see that. Just like the ooh,
it's almost like a theremin or something. Yeah. He was saying that like some of it's based like Open Spaces. Like he had, I think he was sort of going through a bit of like agoraphobic sort of anxieties and stuff when he was making this album.
That's fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so it was about like trying to create that sounds of like anxiety and that sort of thing. if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that, though.
I'm not quoting you on that.
I'm quoting you on that, yeah.
And you're recording Tom, it if I'm wrong, it on the
if
internet.
I'm wrong, let me know, please. I mean, yeah, I was emailing him for a while, so hopefully I've picked up the right intentions there.
Okay, so that was Sea Legs, right?
Sea Legs by Neo Geon.
Yeah, which is kind of, is quite apt in terms of like Sea Legs. I get that.
It sounds like, yeah, it sounds like you're just a bit nauseous on a ship.
Yeah, all right. Well, I have one more song.
Okay,
one more song. It's another I think kind of obscure band.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called the band is called Dreamseer, S E E R, and the song name is I Saw a Ghost. These guys, very like indie sound, but you know, you'll see it. You'll see it.
Okay.
Well, you won't see it.
I'll hear it.
You'll hear it.
I might see it if I'm synesthetic. Kind of garagey sound.
I quite like them. They're apparently Canadian band.
Yeah,
From Ontario. But yeah, they're like kind of like psych pop. I'm reading this. And energetic and melodic. They combine a certain like indie and modern psych music.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's fun. Like the music video is like really like cheap music video for that, where they're just like dressed up like the Scooby Gang and they're running around a house having a guy in a sheet chase them. You know, it's old school, just fun idea.
A little lo-fi,
like,
yeah.
And they're like just playing around a scrapyard and all that kind of shit. It's cool. No, but like I really quite like them. They've got like that distinct kind of sound. But I reckon you'd quite like some of the. Like, I think they had an EP that came out earlier this year called Good Is Gone, and some of the songs on that, especially, I think there's only, like, 5 songs on or something. But yeah, the song Good Is Gone is really good, and as well as a song called Charlene, which is quite interesting, so I recommend.
The singer almost sounded like he's doing, it was kind of reminded me of, like, Courtney Barnett or something. Like,
Yeah. That kind of, like, spoken word, lo-fi, like, no, but like, yeah, they're an interesting band. And you know, Canadian.
So,
yeah. Well, this is branching out a bit.
Yeah, Canadians, eh? Okay.
Yeah. So that's the songs I've had for this week.
And yeah, I've run out of songs as well, so that's all me.
Yeah, well, I had a lovely time.
As always.
Just having all those fresh presses coming at me. But yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
See you next week.
Bye.
That's all we've got time for, folks.
That's been Pirate Radio Podcast.
Pirate Radio Podcast.